All right, before we get started, just a few minutes' time to read a bit of the word and have a few thoughts on that. I'm reading from Mark's Gospel. We've been doing a little series on the lesser known sayings of Jesus, and this one contains one that I think would qualify for that. Mark chapter 1, verse 40, and I'll be reading to the end of the chapter. And a leper came to him, beseeching him and falling on his knees before him and saying to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." And moved with compassion, he stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I am willing, be cleansed." And immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. And he sternly warned him and immediately sent him away. And he said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded for a testimony to them." But he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the news about to the extent that Jesus could no longer publicly enter a city, but stayed out in the unpopulated areas, and they were coming to him from everywhere. Well, the saying of Jesus that we are inclined to just pass over without attaching too much significance to it is when Jesus is asked by this fellow. The way he was addressed shows no particular reverence. You remember the Canaanite woman came to Jesus and cried out and used his messianic title, Son of David, and asked for something very specific. "Have mercy upon me. My daughter is demon oppressed." So that was a very respectful approach, and she was ignored and insulted in response by Jesus. But that's very familiar, and we know that Jesus was testing and even building and strengthening her faith in that particular way of encounter. This one's very different. We've got a leper. His need is obvious, and he comes to Jesus, which he shouldn't have done according to the Mosaic law, the law of God. If you follow just the law and you think the law is the way to your salvation, the law ultimately keeps you away from Jesus. It presents him as too holy, too high, too glorious to have or desire to have anything to do with you, a miserable sinner. But this man shows his disregard for the law by being as a leper coming into proximity with Jesus. He should have stayed away from others. He should have had his face covered. He should have pronounced unclean, unclean everywhere he went. So he comes to Jesus. Is this a sign of faith, or is it just a sign of worldly desperation? Well, we don't know. But he does say, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Now, why would he say that? That had to be him making some kind of profession of faith that Jesus was the Messiah. Jesus was God in the flesh. Only God in the flesh could do this sort of thing. And the blessing of going to God instead of trying to climb up the ladder of the law is that God deals with us according to his grace and not even according to his own law. We know he did fulfill the law in Jesus. He fulfilled all unrighteousness. But for us, we come to him only knowing that he's a God of grace. So he says, "If you're willing, you can make me clean." This is actually a big ask to make a leper clean and to be willing to do it, to be willing to do it. I think this man is perhaps, I could be wrong, but I think he's asking a really hard thing. He's not just asking, make me clean. I only want you to do that if you want to do it, if you're willing. And this is really what we're asking God when we ask him to save us. We're not going to be, if we're asking just to have our sins washed away and we don't go to hell, that's not much of an ask. It may not even have required the death of the Son of God to have us just not go to hell and maybe live forever on this earth and make the best of it for eternity. But this man is asking a hard thing. He says, if you're willing. And Jesus picks up on that. See how he answers this. But before that, see how Jesus, these words hit Jesus. Verse 41 says, and moved with compassion. Moved with compassion. Why was Jesus moved with compassion, do you think? Was he impressed with the man's respectful approach, violating the laws of Moses and coming to him as a leper, and just asking what seems like a matter of almost a challenge? You know, you say you're the Son of God. Well, if you're the Son of God, do this. Those were the words of Satan, weren't they? There was no faith in that. So this man could have been coming, you know, carrying a chip on his shoulder. We just don't know. If you're the willing, you can make me clean. But Jesus, whatever his disposition this man had, Jesus' disposition was one of compassion. There was nothing in this man to warrant that compassion, because compassion is freely given. Nothing compels compassion. And it's the same with love. Nothing compels love. We're commanded, it's the great command, but by the very definition of love, if it doesn't have free, willing, sincere, unqualified giving to it, it's not love. If we're thinking, I've got to love this neighbor of mine, or God will send me to hell, or he'll discipline me as a Christian, that's not love. Jesus was moved with compassion. And then Jesus himself is doing something which he does more than once. He does what the law of Moses forbids. He stretches out his hand and he touches the man. Because Jesus came to fulfill the law perfectly, perpetually, and personally, and beyond personally. He came to give that perfect fulfillment that he achieved to us. That's what is called justification. And what does Jesus say? His action, Mark's gospel emphasizes action, the works of the Savior. And not just the words, but he does speak. And he says, I am willing. Be cleansed. And he was. That's the unfamiliar saying of Jesus that we could just pass right over. It could register to us if we read, and we read quickly. Leper comes, leper says, I think you can do the jobs, give it a try, see if you can do it. And Jesus did it. Great. That's a great passage. But the word has this recorded for us to ponder. I am willing. And before that, with compassion. He was moved with compassion. What this is saying to you and to me is this. We're no different than this leper. We've got different sins. We've got different afflictions and different trials and troubles than he did. But we're sinners, justly deserving God's rejection. We don't deserve his love. We don't deserve his acceptance. And sometimes we can think that the work of Jesus was just God thinking, well, I have to do this because I made them after all. I made Adam and Eve and they went bad. And least I could do is try and fix it. But sometimes we can get a picture of our God and of Jesus, who had to go through all the sufferings and death, as almost doing this duteously. I'm doing it because I'm God. I don't take any pleasure in it. I would have taken pleasure if you people hadn't sinned. That's how we can feel God is. He's not like that. No matter how defiled we are, no matter how wretched we are, no matter how disobedient we are, he's always moved with compassion for us, and he's willing to help us. This man, as if he was not a believer and became a believer in this exchange, he shows himself to be a pretty poor believer, because the first action he has recorded for him is disobeying Jesus. He goes off and tells everybody what Jesus said. Now, I could be wrong about this. I don't think I am, but if I am, what's right is even better than this. I don't think Jesus cared in the least that this man disobeyed him that way. All those people coming to Jesus, and he just had to retreat, not because he wasn't willing to have compassion on them, but he couldn't be overwhelmed by a mob. He was Presbyterian in this way. He had to do things decently and in order so that everyone was dealt with individually and in good time. So anything our God gives to us when we ask him, don't think we're twisting his arm and making him. Anything you feel like asking our God, ask it. He's willing to give it. And even what if he gives is in response to our asking a denial, there's blessing in that denial, because it comes from something deeper than his willingness. It always comes from his compassion for us.